Let's pray. Forgiving God, we come to you this morning praising you for who you are and for your steadfastness. We lift up those in need of your healing hand for Glenn, for Ben in his rehab, for James, for the in-laws of our friend Erin in Canada as they determine the best plan for her mother-in-law and father-in-law, for Kate as for her progress and that her cancer treatments would be effective, for Kay and her family as she lives in hospice care, for all ill with seasonal illnesses, for ongoing health concerns, Anita, Bob, Nancy, Glenn, Earl, Andy, Monica, Isaac, Beverly, Helen, for all who are dealing with loneliness and depression, for all who are dealing with brokenness of life and despair, for all dealing with problems that seem insurmountable, for the people of Israel and Palestine as they deal with the violence of war and death. We pray for the safety and release of hostages, for release supplies to the people of Gaza, for the safety of people caught in the crossfire, Gaza, Galilee, the West Bank, throughout Israel and Lebanon. Pray for our leaders and military as they deal with the role our nation is playing. Pray for our sailors in the Red Sea, for all involved in the port in Gaza. Pray for our leaders to help those in the Middle East to see a way to live side by side. For the nation and people of the Ukraine in this third year of Russia's war, for those who mourn the deaths of family and friends killed by Russia, we lift up the people's safety, their well-being, and relief. We pray for you to hear the cries of the Ukrainians. We pray particularly for kids and youth who have been taken to Russia to be exploited. We pray for all who must live under Russian rule in the occupied areas, for all Ukrainian civilians and Americans in Russian prisons. Pray for wisdom and discernment for Ukrainian leadership. Pray that the Russian people would understand and confront the atrocities being committed in their name and bring about positive change in that country. Pray that the Ukraine would not be deserted by us or others in the West as they seek their own safety, independence, and security. Pray for Western resolve and courage for our leaders as they make difficult decisions about all of our problems. Pray for our own unity and resolve in the presence of these and other evils, and that we would not turn our back on evil. Pray for Haiti, for peace in the Far East, for all suffering drought, for the people of Moldova and other Iron Curtain nations as they are threatened with Russian invasion. Pray for our nation and its leaders that they would abandon partisanship to seek the common good. Pray for all the citizens that we would see beyond divisions and together seek the common good. Pray for enough rain this season to sustain the streams and gardens that we would not experience any more freezes or frosts. Pray for wisdom for leadership in our community and state. Pray for this particular church as we seek to be your witness. Pray for our own wisdom, forbearance, and discernment. Pray for our pastoral search. Pray for medical staff, for teachers, for first responders, for those dealing with disasters, for refugees. And we pray for your shalom everywhere. Pray for all who call upon your name. And we lift up these and our other prayers as we remember what your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen.